Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
Beautiful day out there right now. We'll see what the rest of the day and the evening brings and tomorrow, but right now it's a pretty nice start to this finally Friday. St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, as you heard in the news. Joining us right now is District 3 Commissioner Lisa Beaton. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Lots to cover. The big headline from last night was the new ordinance regarding animal control and the resignation of the animal control director.
Yeah, so, we've been working on this ordinance for several months now, really just looking at what we had in place and what was working in our county and what wasn't. Obviously, we got our legal counsel involved to review it. And our goal was to just really kind of make sure that we were operating within our legal limits as an animal control office, and really that we would have a good partnership with the sheriff's department for any of those investigative needs. So several commissioners took this on as sort of their project that they were leading, and they worked with not only our counsel, but also the previous animal control director, Melissa Miller, and really, there was some, I felt like, some good negotiation, some good going back and forth to get this final product. And so several key changes were made, including that the animal control officer would be reporting to the county administrator controller. I think that was a good change. And then just really focusing on that partnership between animal control and the sheriff's department. And the reason that that partnership is so important is because if there is going to be any sort of charges against someone for animal cruelty or any of that, we need that that enforcement arm. We need law enforcement to be able to gather the evidence, chain of custody for the evidence, and then if it goes to trial, they're the ones deputized to do all of those things. So we just wanted to make sure that we were following the law.
For whatever reason, the animal control director resigned following the passing of this ordinance. What happens now?
Well, we're sad to see her go. Certainly, this is not the outcome that we would have wanted. But it's within her right. She felt strongly about it, and so as an employee in an at-will state, they have the right to do that. So We're going to look at or continue to keep animal control in our sites, and we're going to look at their manning table to see if we can't get some more staffing to shore that up a little bit. And we're also going to reach out to other municipalities to see if there is any sort of partnership that collaboration that could help. It's not just one area of the county that has animals, so I think working with other local law enforcement agencies would be good. So it really is a community-wide effort.
Very good. Funding for BW Rock, they needed to shore up their funding a little bit. There is also money headed to St. Clair County from the opioid settlement, right?
Yes. So we initially thought we were going to get about $13 million. That continues to grow as that lawsuit continues to continue. There more people are right. paying out. So right now I think we're looking at about $18 million over the course of several years. I mean, we're looking into like 2038. So it's
a lot of money that spread out, all across the country, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's the largest settlement in the history of the world. So, I mean, it's huge. So our little piece of that pie is about $18 million. We have a committee in place of lawyers and attorneys, judges, and people in the SUD community, looking at how we spend these funds. And we have a recovery outreach center, Blue Water Recovery Outreach Center, that provides peer support services, which is a gap, right? If you're going for treatment, what happens after treatment? And it's really what happens after you're sober that helps you stay sober. So BW Rock fills that gap in our community. They're nationally accredited. They're one of two in the state that are nationally accredited. So they're doing really good work. Unfortunately, there's a lot of grant funding that they receive, and sometimes you don't get those grants renewed. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at possible reduction of services because of the loss of the funds. And so we have these dollars available. And so we Pat Patterson, their executive director, and Christian Cook, their board chair, came last night and gave a presentation about how they would use these funds and what it would mean to the community. So we're looking at that, and you'll probably see some movement on that one way or the other in the next few weeks.
EMS millage is up for renewal this August, yeah. And county commissioners voted last night to place that on the ballot, right?
Yeah, so it's in the August election, you'll see several millage renewals on the ballot. The latest one is for Tri-Hospital EMS, and that's an important service for the entire community. You know, when you call 911, you want someone to be able to get there, and we're pretty rural in parts of our county, so it's nice to have those stations a little bit closer to them. So if this were to pass, it would be about $4 million over the course of a few years into their budget, and really be helpful to the citizens so they can get medical care when they need it.
I know it's made a big difference in what Tri-Hospital is able to do, mm-hmm. hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a game changer for them.
Any news on the medical director front? I know that his contract is being negotiated. What's happening there?
Yeah, so we're in the process of negotiating that. No change right now. His contract is evergreen, so he's still able to work and perform his duties. We're looking at ways we can make that relationship stronger and better. There's negotiation happening on both sides, and we'll see where that goes.
All right. Very good. Lisa, appreciate the update. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Lisa Beeden, District 3 Commissioner of St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. It is 7:47. Let's check weather real quick here.